You're listening to the Fit Writer Podcast. I am Kayla, the Fit Writer. I'm a certified personal trainer specializing in weight loss and nutrition. I help women lose weight and get strong without dieting or spending countless hours in the gym so they can get on with their lives. I believe physical and mental health go hand in hand and that you can't really have one without the other. Now that you know a bit about me, let's dive into today's episode. Are you sick of feeling stuck in your workout routine? Are you also tired of trying all these crash diets with no lasting results? And what about your motivation? I get it. I've been there. Women who are struggling to become better versions of themselves, both mentally and physically, are what inspired me to create my Healthy Mind, Healthy Body 12-week transformation program. I have worked with so many busy moms, career women, and a hybrid of the two who have better things to do than input calories into an app and spend hours in the gym. This program is for you. This program will teach you how to eat well, minus the app and the calculator, so you can spend more time doing the things you love. This program has 12 weeks of at-home workouts with minimal equipment required, each designed to be less than 45 minutes long, so you can spend more time with the ones you love. And lastly, this program has a mindset component where we focus on getting into the right mindset to empower you so you can accomplish your goals and handle anything real life throws at you. Spots are going fast, so what are you waiting for? Visit thefitwriter.blog to learn more and apply today. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Today, we are having a Q&A session with me and my husband. I asked people on Instagram and social media to submit some questions, and we got almost 20 questions. So this will be interesting. And by the end of this, you guys are either going to be thinking that we're like an it couple or some power couple or something, or you're going to be wondering how we have stayed married for almost 5 years. So, Michael, are you ready?
Yes.
Wow. You sound so enthusiastic. Say hi to everybody, Michael.
Hi, everybody, Michael.
Okay. So I guess that we'll just hop right in. So the first question is, what are three things that we love about each other? Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
By all means.
He's scared. He doesn't even know what he's going to say. So the three things that I think, no, not that I think, that I know that I love about Michael is how hard of a worker he is. He's a really good cook. And I don't know, he makes me feel really safe and he supports me. And that's kind of four things, but whatever. I can't choose just three. It's hard. Your turn.
Okay. Let's see, three things. You're spunky, spontaneous, and you're actually a good baker. Cooking, but
no,
baking.
Definitely not good at cooking, but we're working on that. Okay, so what first attracted you to one another?
I don't know. Probably how quiet you were, to be perfectly honest.
For me, I don't know. Like, it was probably how, like, funny you are and, like, just downright, like, brutally honest, too. For those of you who don't know, I had a boyfriend when Michael and I, like, first started talking. And, like, we were just friends and stuff. But then Michael caught wind that I was having relationship problems. And he finally just outright was like, well, I think that you should just date me instead of him. So that's how that worked out. So yeah, definitely honesty is like up there with me for sure. What excites you most about your future together?
I'm going to be the first one to say it. Probably kids.
Yeah, babies. That's my vote too, is babies. Babies. How do you stay connected during busy weekdays? This is really good because like Michael works 12 hours a day and then I have like a million different things that I do. So we do get really busy.
It's probably just spontaneous texts throughout the day. That's really about it. I mean,
yeah,
I live and work either in an airplane or back in a windowless, electronicless vault. So the occasional message on Facebook. That's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much, we know that it kind of like, I don't know, it makes me appreciate our conversations when Michael does come home from work, because then we get to catch up on each other's days and stuff. But as long as like, I don't expect him to text me all the time or like Facebook message me, but as long as I get the I've landed text, then that's really all that I ask during the day. That way I know that he's landed safely on the days that he's flying. Favorite vacation together. So Michael and I, we both kind of agree. Anytime that we go to St. Martin in the Caribbean is pretty much our favorite vacation. We've vacationed on there once for like, you know, actually staying on the island, but we've been there on cruises before, but that's always our favorite place to go.
Yeah, I think it's probably the sole place in the Netherlands and Antilles in the Caribbean. If you have no idea where that is, look it up on a map. It's a really small island, half French, half Dutch. And I'd go back there anytime.
Yep, me too, for sure. Favorite physical feature of the other? Try to keep it like PG-13, I guess.
Fine, we'll go with your eyes.
Oh. Well, I really like his smile, and I'm also kind of a fan of his butt. Okay, what song reminds you most of the other? This was the one last night that we were like, oh gosh, I don't know. Do you want me to let you think and I'll go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so mine is A Thousand Years by, I think it's Christina Perri, because I walked down the aisle at our wedding to that song, except for it was played by Michael's cousin. But like when Michael deployed back in 2016, I couldn't even like listen to that song without bawling my eyes out. And now every time I listen to it, I'm just like, oh, like it makes me think of Michael. Michael still doesn't know. He's actually pulled out his phone. And this is going to be the question that stumps him today.
No. I've got one from right field.
Are you going to play it?
Yeah, why not?
I don't own the rights to this music. I'm not singing to my listeners.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Oh, I love this song. Caroline, ba ba ba. Oh, I do like that song. The very first cruise that we went on, they play that song all the time, and like we would essentially just scream it. So, okay, this was the other one that we were kind of like, I don't know what's happening. Oh, Zeke is giving Michael cuddles. That's so adorable. So, this was the other one last night that we were kind of stumped on. What romantic movie reminds you most of your love story? And Michael said that he was going to default to The Notebook.
Shout out to my best man, David.
Hey, David. I definitely wouldn't say, like, The Notebook. I don't know. Top Gun. Top Gun!
No.
Okay, that's mine. Because, like, you know, he's, like, a pilot. And I'm, like, not quite, like, the romantic interest, but close enough. It's whatever. It's a military movie. Okay, who is your couple goal? In other words, like, what relationship inspires you the most? So for me, for this one, it's definitely my grandma and my papa. They were married for, I don't even know how long grandma and papa were married for, but they were married for quite a while, and they were like literally the perfect example of in health and in sickness and in health kind of thing. Because when my grandma got sick, like my papa stayed by her the entire time. And they just really taught me, like, growing up about love, because unfortunately, and I know Michael is kind of very similar, we didn't see a lot of successful relationships growing up. Thankfully, all of our parents have found good significant others now. But growing up, like, we definitely have been through our fair share of divorces. But I would say for me, definitely my grandma and my papa.
And then for me, it's definitely my mom's parents, Grandy and Pap. I mean, heck, they've been together for 50, 60 years.
Yeah, something forever. Like, love Grandy and Pap. They're like, I would say they probably come in second for me. Obviously, I'm playing favorites here, but I do love Grandy and Pap so much. Okay, what do you fight about the most?
I don't know. We kind of talked about this one last night. We really don't fight about much.
Yeah. We did one of those like first fight boxes or whatever for our wedding, where like you write letters to each other and then you seal it up, and then you open them during your first like real big fight, and we still have not opened them.
I know. I guess if there's anything we can pull out, would be, so to speak, would be, I guess if I've had a long week already and there's a squadron activity, and I tell her, hey, I'm not going to be home until 8 or 9 o'clock, even though I've been gone all week to begin with, she gets a little pissed off about that, but yeah, she gets over it.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, like, he's currently, you're the lowest ranking right now, right? Oh, yeah. The lowest ranking pilot right now. So
by a long shot.
There's not really a whole lot that I can do about it. And so I think he kind of just lets me sulk in like my irritation. And then finally I'm like, nah, okay, whatever. Like, there's nothing that I can really do about it. So what's the point in getting mad? That's pretty much, like, that's where a lot of, like, we don't even get into fights. It's just, like, little tiffs. And then it's pretty much, like, the reasoning behind all of them is, like, his work schedule. But it is what it is. The military owns him. There's nothing I can do about that. Okay. So this one, dream retirement location, and like we've decided on this since I think before we even got married. We want to retire to St. Martin.
Yep, I'd love to buy an little tiny airplane and fly fish or mail or something like that from St. Martin to all the various islands. That does not matter to me. That's like, we even found the Connex box houses that we want to live in.
Yeah.
In Key West, actually.
So, yep. I finally got to see when Michael would be like, oh, yeah, we're going to build a Connex box. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And then when we were in Key West on my birthday, I think he finally was like, that's what I'm talking about. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I don't mind that. That's fine. Okay, so next question is, what does your creative process look like and what strategies do you use? So Michael is a photographer. He likes to take pictures of airplanes because he's a nerd, but that's okay because he's really good at it. Like, you guys should see some of his stuff. He's super good. So Michael, what does your creative process look like as far as your photography goes?
I like the unusual. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that go out of their way in this nerdy field that I work in, at least, that just take normal pictures, and that's quite boring to me. I can't stand that. I like different pictures. So she's seen me staying out toward the evening hours trying to get evening shots or in thunderstorms, absolutely soaked to the bone with the $4,000 worth of camera equipment out in the pouring rain, just trying to get the picture. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, I've had some pictures that have turned out just absolutely amazing. I mean, flying up to Alaska just to get a couple pictures and then getting a sunrise picture that is still probably one of the better pictures I've ever taken in my life.
It's that one, right?
Yeah,
we have it hanging up in our living room. It's kind of funny. Like, I kind of giggle sometimes when, so he submits his photos to airliners and sometimes they'll come back and say that it looks Photoshopped. And like, he doesn't really like, he edits pictures, but it's not like ridiculous, like Photoshop, like obviously, you know, animated or fake type of thing. But there have been times where his pictures have been so good that the screeners are like, this isn't real. So for me, obviously everyone knows, like, I'm a writer. And so I like to do anything writing related. I also enjoy, I've been dabbling a little bit in like digital product creation. So for me, like, my creative process, it's kind of, I don't know. Like, I kind of, if I get an idea of something that I want to write about, normally it's in the, like, during the most inconvenient time, like when I'm showering or something like that. But I make sure to jot it down. I have like a notes app on my phone. So I jot it down and, sorry, Michael is trying to distract me by showing me videos of puppies.
It worked.
I jot it down and then I will like create an outline of it. And then kind of just go from there. And yeah, I don't know. Like, it's kind of hard to explain my creative process because like when I'm really pumped and excited to write about something, it doesn't feel, you know, I'm not like, oh, I need to write this. It's more of like, oh, I want to, sort of thing. Like, there's not really like a method to the madness over here for me. Let's see. Next up, has stopping your medication affected your relationship? So this is actually a really good question because obviously, so before I was ever on medication, Zeke, don't squeak that. So before I was ever on medication, I didn't cope with like a lot of my anxiety in a very healthy way. And unfortunately, Michael would take the brunt of a lot of it. And he'd be like, why are you getting mad at me? And finally, it would get to the point where I was like, I don't know why I'm mad. Like, I'm just mad. I don't know why I'm feeling like this, sort of thing. So going on medication actually, and also going into therapy, definitely helps me see my flaws in coping with my anxiety, but it also helps me cope, like find different coping mechanisms. So that way, like when I do, like, I mean, I still talk to Michael about my anxiety and how I'm feeling and all that jazz because he's really good at helping me through it, but it's different. Like, I don't take out my irritation on him. So now that we're weaning off of my medication, it hasn't really like affected our relationship at all. And I think it's because I still have those tools for coping with my anxiety. Why are you giving him a squeaky toy back? I think it's because I still have those like tools and like ways that I can cope with my anxiety without taking it out on Michael. So do you have anything to add to that?
I think that's pretty good.
Okay. But yeah, so it hasn't affected our relationship at all. If anything, like the last couple of years with me focusing on my mental health has actually really helped it. So, okay. We've actually gotten this question a few times. Where are we vacationing next?
So that's kind of hard to say. I mean, we're in a place right now where we very much enjoy it. I mean, we both really like the ocean. So, I mean, being in South Florida is pretty nice. Now, St. Martin is probably going to happen again sooner than later. The island of Saba, right off the coast as well of St. Martin. And then I know that Bonaire and Aruba are also possibilities. But Who knows? It's just going to be dependent upon schedules and all that kind of stuff, which sadly is probably not going to, it might happen this year. Maybe.
I don't know. We literally, so we went on a cruise at the very end of last year with Michael's mom's family. That was our first vacation in 3 years. So like, it's very rare. We'll take like little mini trips, which is so what's so great about living here in South Florida is that we can take a weekend trip down to the Caribbean, but it's harder to take those longer and extended trips when, you know, Michael is obviously in the military and is very busy with his job because he's a pilot. And then I'm starting my own business. I'm also in the military. Yeah, it can be really tough to take those long extended trips, but honestly, like living in Florida just feels like a vacation all the time to me. Like there's times where we'll wake up on the weekend, I'll be like, hey, let's go to the beach. Like, so I think that at least for an extended vacation though, I really want to go back to Europe because we haven't been there in a while. And I'd love for Michael to take me to Germany because he's been to Germany, but I haven't.
Yeah, I get to go to England here in a couple of months.
Yeah, be quiet. I'm still salty about that. Okay, if you could take one of each other's personality traits, which would it be? I would take your, brutal honesty. Like, you're not afraid to, like, stand up to people and stuff. Like, I mean, sometimes I'm not either, but it makes me nervous, whereas you can just, like, I don't know, just outright be like, that's not right, or you messed up, or, you know, like if somebody say that we're, I don't know, paying for a service, or like, for example, someone at a restaurant got an order wrong or something, Michael's the kind of person who will send it back, whereas I will just deal with it. Like, I wish that I was more like Michael, where I would send the order back, if that makes sense. What about you?
I don't know, probably the motivation to work out more. I can't stand working out. Like, I absolutely hate it. It's Kayla goes out and works out all the time. And I would rather have my teeth pulled most of the time.
Okay. Describe each other in only 3 words.
You are insane.
That's not very nice.
Oh, that's true.
I think that's like, just come up with 3 adjectives to describe me, not like a full-on sentence.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know. You go first.
Okay. For you, I would say trustworthy, hardworking, and respectful, at least to me.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Let's see. I go with spontaneous again. I think I used that earlier. Pretty sure I did. Loving.
Oh.
And
Zeke wants to give in his 2 cents.
And then playful.
Oh. Okay. And then now we're supposed to describe ourselves in 3 words. So like, what 3 words would you use to describe you? Be nice to yourself.
Oh, well, Darren. let's do sarcastic.
Yes.
Colorful. And I don't know, an asshole.
I mean, I wouldn't exactly put it that way, but since you said it, so for me, oh geez, this is hard. Everybody knows I'm not good at talking about myself. For me, I think I would say sassy, organized, and unique. Is unique a good one?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's like, After I finished up my training with Orange Theory, one of the things that they said was that they liked my unique personality.
Unique New York.
Alrighty. Okay, last question. Yay. Are you excited? Last question. We can go on with watching Fixer Upper. Okay, so household chores. Is it equal? Who cleans more? Does it ever change?
So we talked about this one last night. Honestly, it depends on the time of the week. I mean, there's so many factors that go in, that are involved with this. I mean, we have two little robot vacuums that I'm quite certain Kayla has no idea that they even work, because when they don't work and they haven't worked for 2 days and I haven't recognized it, I usually find them, you know, out of batteries, stuck somewhere, and Kayla just has no idea. But anyway, I digress. No, it just depends. I mean, we really don't have a set thing about who does what. I mean, I can say that for me, I probably do the dishes a little more often, whereas you probably clean the bathroom a little more often.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's really nothing set in stone for us.
Yeah, we kind of, like, we share the chores, and it's kind of like if we see that something needs to be done, then we do it. Or if we don't have time, then, like, maybe we'll ask each other, like, hey, you know, sometime today while I'm at work or I'm, I don't know, teaching a class or I'm on a client call, can you do this type of thing? But it's kind of like give or take. Like some weeks Michael will do more than me. Some weeks I will do more than Michael. It just depends on what our schedule is looking like for that week. But we don't really like mind, obviously, because like we bought this house together and it's our home. And so obviously we want to take care of it and stuff. I don't really mind like taking more of like the chore load, I guess, because of the fact that like I spend more time at home than he does, but he likes to help out wherever, like whenever he can kind of thing, if he's not like totally exhausted. And then for the record, the two vacuums, I only, when I work from home, I literally stay in two rooms of the house. So if the vacuums aren't stuck in those rooms, then I'm not going to see them.
For 3 days.
Whatever. Okay, so, wow, that was like almost 20 questions that we just answered. Yay. Anything else you want to add? No? I always ask all of my guests that. I don't know why I'm asking you that, though. Well, then, that concludes this couple's question and answer. Do you think we could get Zeke to speak?
Zeke,
come here. Sit. Sit down. Sit down. Speak. Speak.
Zeke, speak.
Speak. There we go. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this. Oh, now he's excited. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I know it was a little bit different, but we appreciate all the questions that you guys sent in. It was super fun. I don't know if Michael agrees, but I've enjoyed it. So anyways, thank you guys so much again, and I will talk at you next week. Thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to give my podcast a 5-star rating and subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me on my blog at thefitwriter.blog and also on the gram at the.fit.writer. And as always, I will put these links in the show notes. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Talk to you next week.